Pope Benedict is resting at the Papal Summer Residence at Castel Gandolfo this morning after completing a four-day visit to the United Kingdom. In comments to the media before the Pope's departure yesterday evening, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi hailed the visit as a great success.
L'ascolto, l'accoglienza della popolazione sono stati straordinari, probabilmente più.
He spoke of the Pope's gratitude and joy at the welcome he had received, and of the three great themes of this visit: the need for courageous witness to the gospel in today's society, the importance of ecumenical dialogue and healing for victims and the Church in the wake of the scandal of sexual abuse by clergy. Philippa Hitchin, who was travelling with the Pope in the UK, takes a look back at these four momentous days.
Like all papal visits, this four-day trip to the United Kingdom has entailed a fairly punishing schedule for the Pope, with three big open-air events, encounters with the Queen and government leaders, with heads of other Christian churches and religious faiths, as well as a series of meetings and masses with the local Catholic community. And like most papal visits these days, before it began, there were real concerns about a hostile reception from some sectors and a certain amount of apathy from a country where people of faith are routinely sidelined in the public arena, despite the Church of England being the official state religion. And it's true, those opposing the Pope did stage a march through central London bearing banners or placards with pictures of child abuse victims. Ahead of his arrival in Edinburgh on Thursday, there were a few TV commentators and newspaper columnists outlining their gripes against the Church and its teachings. But it's also striking the way in which those voices have been progressively drowned out by the cheering crowds and positive media coverage as this visit has progressed. Even some of the most cynical observers I see have grudgingly conceded that the man they described as a dry authoritarian teacher has proved himself to be more of a caring father figure, taking time to greet local families, security staff and others involved in the organisation of each event.
And the people of the United Kingdom, I'm very grateful for all the hard work of preparation on the part of both the present and the previous government, the civil service, local authorities and police, and the many volunteers who patiently helped to prepare for the events of these 4 days.
Not only have the flag-waving, photo-snapping crowds shown a surprisingly warm welcome to the Pope, they've also paid significant attention to what he actually had to say. After the singing and cheering of crowds in Bella Houston, Cofton or Hyde Park, at St Mary's College or outside Westminster Cathedral, you could have heard a pin drop as the Pope spoke to them about the need to seek out the love of God in our hearts and to share that love with those we encounter in our daily lives.
I ask each of you first and foremost to look into your own heart. Think of all the love that your heart was made to receive and all the love it is meant to give. After all, we were made for love.
I've also been impressed on this trip by the clear, simple language the Pope has used to speak to the heart of people in Britain, talking frankly to residents of an old people's home about the joys and struggles that old age brings, to the youngsters at St Mary's about the challenges of being a good Christian in today's celebrity culture, or to the bishops at his final encounter about the need to be a prophetic voice for the poor and marginalised. He's also been outspoken about the sex abuse scandals and the inadequate ways it was handled by church leaders, listening to victims' stories and encouraging child protection workers. Even in the hallowed Westminster Hall, where Thomas More followed his conscience at the cost of his life, the Pope spoke clearly of the ethical issues at the heart of political and public life today, saying religion is not a problem to be solved, but rather a vital contributor to the national conversation. And proof of just how much his message has been taken to heart here came in the closing moments of this visit at Birmingham Airport, where Prime Minister David Cameron stressed the vision and values shared by Britain and the Holy See.
For many, faith is a spur to action.
He said while people may not always agree with all of the Church's teachings, this historic visit has helped people of all faiths and none to pose the most searching questions about how we treat ourselves and each other. Faith, he said, is an integral part of the fabric of this country, always has been and always will be.
And it always will be.
Heartening words indeed for Pope Benedict to hear at the end of this truly historic visit. In the United Kingdom, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.